the Business Zone of Kello News Talk 1320 107.9. It's Unique Real Estate on Sioux Falls Radio, and it's the only show of its kind in the area. This is It's Your Business. And now, here is your conductor, the maestro, and your host for the show, Bill Zortman.
Good morning. It's Your Business. I'm Bill Zortman. It's show number 767. 767 in our original It's Your Business series. Today, addiction and recovery on Kello News Talk 1320-107.9 and on the World Wide Web. In the studio today, we've got Joan Swenson, Recovery Admissions and Marketing Alliance with Tallgrass. And my script says it's Julie Schoolmeister, but it's not. Who are you? Who is this strange person?
Hi, Bill. It's Elizabeth Venrick with Face It Together National.
And it's nice to have you back.
Thanks.
And we're going to talk about the yoga that you finished last night.
Yep.
And you brought along the public defender. Been doing this 2 years. Who you got with us today?
Well, I brought Jason with me today. He was running a little late leaving the courthouse. So he's going to talk a little bit about, he's a supporter of both of our causes. So he's going to talk a little bit about that.
And the both of your causes really deals with addiction and recovery. It's something that we have talked about a year and a half or so in this show. And on the second and the fourth Tuesday, we provide support for addiction and recovery. 1 in 10 is in need of recovery from addiction. And our show does provide inspiration and attention to those that need the help but may not know what to expect. And that's where our ladies come in. One of the notes that I pulled up basically says when you come out of the storm, you won't be the same person that walked in. That could fit with anything we've talked about in the last year and a half.
Absolutely.
Recovery.
Very true statement. You just don't have any idea when you walk, when you're getting ready to, you know, when it basically starts as I just need to stop drinking or using or whatever. And then you have no idea once you get out of active addiction, how great your life can become.
Elizabeth, it's nice to have you guys back, and we are counting down 10 days, 9 days to the art show, which is the 5th.
Yep.
And 10 days, and you gulped a little bit there, which is that great morning that you just part the clouds, walk into the sun, come back out of the storm.
Yes, exactly. The March into the Light is Saturday, September 6th, 4th annual. And it begins at sunrise, symbolizing out of the darkness into the light, just like the recovery from the disease of addiction. And we're at the Pavilion again this year, expecting 600 people and yoga after the 1.5 hour.
You're not doing the yoga. I got in trouble when they tried to teach me yoga.
You got to keep your hands to yourself.
That's what the note said, and I couldn't even stand up.
Oh, come on. If you're breathing, you're doing yoga.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's just a simple breathing exercise.
Jason, you got to help me with this. You know, the ladies come in, they pick on me in the show. I'm glad to have my defender on the show today.
I'm here to support you in any way I can.
Addiction recovery. Why is that so important to you?
It is very important to me and to our office as a whole because a majority of the individuals that we work with are not bad people. They've simply made some bad choices in life. And all too often, a lot of times, those choices are directly related to addictions that they do have. And unfortunately, a lot of them don't realize that they have such a big problem with addictions until they come into contact with the legal system. But once they do come into the contact with the legal system, if they're of limited financial means, they are eligible to have a public defender appointed for them. And then that's where we come in. We try and help them get in touch with the resources that they need, such as Tallgrass or Face It Together Sioux Falls or any number of agencies here in town that help assist people with addiction issues. It helps them address their problems, perhaps get to the root of what caused their addiction problems to begin with, and then ultimately helps provide a support system to keep them from relapsing into that addiction and basically help them to keep from getting into any further legal trouble.
Our hope with the show is, Jason, that they don't need a public defender, that they will get help in advance. And one of the things that has happened and Elizabeth will let you talk to this, is that we have 30-plus businesses, or close to 30 businesses.
Yep, I think it's over 30 now.
That are now very much aware of just how serious this is in our society, particularly Sioux Falls, and we become very unique with what this community is doing.
Exactly, yeah. Well, addiction is, you know, it doesn't discriminate, so it can happen to anyone and everyone. And part of the Face It Together Sioux Falls mission is their employer initiative, which is sets them apart from other recovery community organizations around the nation. So there's, I think it's over 30.
I thought it was two.
I think it's like 32. Yeah. Maybe even 33. Major employers in Sioux Falls that have adapted addiction wellness programs into their workplace and added that on as a benefit or a perk of working at that employer. And so it's providing support in the workplace, because 75% of people who are affected by this disease are employed, and then one in four others are affected at home. So
it was maybe 15-16 months ago that I really got sucked in by you guys. And that's when we were on stage.
Oh.
At the Pavilion.
That was the movie that was there.
And the number of people that were there and a couple of the comments in the stage. I believe in causes, okay? I don't believe in buckets of ice over my head, though I probably will have to do that. But
you could just donate to
Just donate
March
to
instead. Cause.
We're tired of watching it down on news feeds, so.
So no ice buckets during the march?
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
That makes sense. But there was a lady in the crowd that stood up and said from the balcony, she said, "This is a big night for us. We have never had these many agencies together talking about addiction and recovery." From that, it just kind of went ding, ding, ding with my head, and it was like, this is something Sioux Falls needs. This is something our Sioux Falls empire needs. And since that time, I feel like Tallgrass, Face It Together, the businesses, Public Defender, have come together to try to help those people that are listening today.
Absolutely. You know, we always, Face It and Tallgrass kind of always work together. We refer people back and forth. And not just with Face It, but there's Bartles Counseling, there's Choices, the Public Defenders. I mean, at Tallgrass, we work with all of them because we want people to have, you know, we do a 30-day stint to try to get people back on track. But then when you leave treatment, wherever you go, you have to continue on doing these things, and you need support as you go. You may need, after 30 days, you may need to do an intensive outpatient. We refer people out to that. So we work with a lot of different agencies just to help people. Face It, you know, they can talk about what they do, but we refer people to them all the time. And I know I've had to work with the Public Defenders, because sometimes getting into recovery, that is how it happens, is that it is through the legal system. And like Jason said, it doesn't make you a bad person. You've made bad choices, probably under the influence of some sort of drug or alcohol. You know, everybody deserves a chance to get into this recovery thing, because it's amazing. I mean, my life has changed. I can speak for Jules when she says, you know, her life, our whole lives have changed. And so it's amazing that our community comes together to help people.
The other thing that is amazing, you think it's somebody else. 9 out of 10, mm-hmm. you don't know the people. And the number of people that I have known, that I have met, and now that I feel like family to you guys.
You are family.
One way or another, it's made a big difference in how I look at it. And Jason, when we start talking mm-hmm. about this, we kind of joke about the Public Defender side of it. But we've all become public defenders of what we need to do in this community.
I would agree. I mean, you know, part of it is just helping people to recognize that they do have addiction problems. And then, as indicated, just helping them to get in touch with the right resources, the right people, so that they can build a support group around them to help them address their problems when they arise, so they don't turn to drugs and alcohol again. They don't reoffend and get back into trouble with the legal system.
Elizabeth Benrick, Joan Swenson, not to be confused with Joan Swanson. Face It Together, Tallgrass, our public defender, Jason
Koistinen.
Yeah. Could you spell something a little
easier?
You
just called Jason K, yeah.
You got too many syllables in that.
Understood.
And I can see why Joan just started and said, Jason.
Yep, it's just Jason.
It's okay. Just Jason. It's simple as that.
We're going to talk more with the public defender. We'll talk with Face It Together, Tallgrass, about the two big activities coming up, September 5th and 6th. You need to be involved. I promise I'll be there that morning, marching into the light. Last year, my wife said, why are you going? It's storming. There are severe weather warnings out there.
Oh, come on. It was just a little heat lightning. It turned out to be
not in Hartford, South Dakota.
It was a beautiful morning, though. You just have to stay with us at the pavilion with Julie and I from the art show over into the March light.
There you go.
And we'll be okay.
We'll talk about facing that together and much more on our Addiction Recovery Show. It's our Addiction Recovery Show, the second and fourth Tuesday of the month. This happens to be the fourth Tuesday, the end of August, getting ready to really stir it up a little bit in early September. Joan, tell us what's going to happen the 5th and the 6th.
All right. Well, on the 5th, we have the second annual Recovery Art Show Tallgrass is putting on, and we're going to be at the Mary Somerville Grand Stage at the Washington Pavilion this year. Say that three times fast. We have a lot of amazing artists who submitted this year who are willing to tell the story of addiction and recovery in a different way. Art is something that I'm awful partial to. I was an artist before I got sober. I continue to be an artist today. We had our first show last year, and this year we kind of band together again. We've had lots of support to put another show on. So we're going to do that. That's from 6 to 9 at the Washington Pavilion next Friday night. The girls from Face It will have a table there so that people can still sign up for the March into the Light, which will happen the next morning. I think we have to be there at 6. Is that correct?
You can come at 6, yes.
Okay.
I'll be there earlier.
Okay.
Yeah, you guys registration, same day registration for the march starts at 6 a.m. and then the kickoff to the march is 6:30 a.m.
I thought it was a little later.
On Saturday, September 6th.
I thought about 6:47 by my clock.
Well, we had some great speakers tell their story.
We do a little kickoff, and we're going to do some...
There's food there.
Free yoga and food, yes. Food and coffee. Yeah. And, so it's a fun-filled weekend to kick off Recovery Month. September is National Recovery Month.
25th annual this year.
So it's, it's a whole month dedicated to addiction wellness and the recovery community here in Sioux Falls has a ton of events planned, the 5th and the 6th being two big ones at the Washington Pavilion.
All right. Still room for art?
If somebody is still interested in putting in art, they need to contact me at Tallgrass. They can email me at tallgrassrecovery@gmail.com. I had to think about that for a minute. They can let me know. If they are, but absolutely, we've had a few that have still contacted me and said, hey, I'm going to have pieces ready, and yes, absolutely.
And if people want to put a team together, and you were kind of joking about Kello having a team.
I wasn't joking.
I know. you were looking at me like...
You can just join Elizabeth's team. I mean,
you can.
Team set up
I think my team might kind of be winning right now, but...
Winning as in the most money raised?
No, I'm second in most money raised, but I think I have the most team members. Mary Steiner, she just gets me every year.
Tell us about Mary Steiner.
She's a survivor, and she's just, I don't know what she's doing.
I know Mary.
So
She's kicking.
She's won all the prizes. She's over $500.
Yeah. There's a little competition between Elizabeth's team and Julie's team.
Yeah.
Because we said that,
Joan started a little war on Facebook.
Well, Elizabeth has the better furniture at her office. She has the great space downtown, the Face It National. And then, so we thought we should have we'd have the better team lined up. But I think she is beating us, so... Those of you who know me and Julie Schoolmeister need to sign up for the March into the Light and be on Julie's team so we can take Elizabeth down.
So which team should I be on?
Oh, you should be on both. You can register on both, can't you?
I don't think you can register on both.
But I think you and Kurt can just make a backyard broadcast or some form of Kello team
It's not backyard.
Oh, okay, sorry.
It marched into the light.
Yeah, get everyone going here.
Right, you could have your own team. It could be the
Bring
Bill
your wife this year and...
It's only $20 to register. You get a great T-shirt out of it.
Full
you get
morning.
An apple as you walk.
Oh, come on. You get granola bars, yogurt, coffee, Tier Endurance Sport Drink. Have you ever had that?
No.
That's new. It's like the latest and greatest Gatorade.
Okay.
And
a Gatorade's okay. The 5-hour, I'm not so excited about.
No, no 5 hour energy.
Good.
No.
Good.
No, but this is good. And then yeah, yoga in the sculpture garden after the walk. So
how many marched last year?
A little over 400.
All right. So suppose we can do a little better this year?
I know we can.
The more we keep talking, the more we keep doing this, the more people
like
realize
Jerry's
we're out
kids,
there.
It was, you know, always add one. You know, we need to do that this year. You know, we have really worked hard. You have really worked hard. The defender doesn't want to work as hard, okay? He would love
send him my way.
To get it to work. So, all right.
Maybe I'll get a public defender's team.
There you go.
Absolutely.
I'll get to work right on that.
Perfect.
As soon as I get back to the office today.
All right. Sounds good.
There's incentives.
There is an incentive that we'll have a public defender's team. I like that. Jason, thanks for jumping in on that.
Hey, I'm right here when you need me.
That's what I heard for the last 2 years. And people do need your help. And we want to deal with that in our next segment of the show. The art side. You know, I always feel like when we talk about the walk, that's a big event.
Absolutely.
But the art side is a creative side, and Sioux Falls is a very artistic city as far as being able to do the art, be able to tell a story on canvas. That's what you want people to do.
I do. A few years ago, I was invited to participate in another show in Minnesota. And so last year, when I kind of got this idea, hey, I want to put on an art show for people in recovery and people who are affected by people who suffer from addiction, to be able to tell their story. I hadn't really gotten back into my art by then. It was something that was tough for me to bridge the gap from when I was actively drinking and when I was sober. I couldn't seem to do my art for whatever reason. And so that kind of forced me into, if I'm going to put on an art show for other people who suffer from the disease like I do, I need to do something as well. So it's kind of selfish on my end, which should surprise no one at this point. But so we had such a great show last year that we wanted to do it again. Our community is full of artists and people who don't think they're artists but really are. You know, the art show itself isn't about whether you're a professional artist or not a professional artist. If you say you're an artist, you're an artist. And if you can tell the story of your recovery or your addiction through art, I want you to be able to do that. And so this year when we decided to do it, we opened it up from not only to what does recovery look like, but what does your addiction look like? And the event is free. You know, so all of those people who are out there listening and want to be able to see or know a little bit more about the artists, come. Just come. It's from 6 to 9 at the Washington Pavilion next Friday night. So it's going to be great. We have some great pieces. I'm really, really, really jazzed up.
All right. We are halfway point in the show. Contact information for both Face It Together and for Tallgrass.
If you want to reach us at Tallgrass, you can find us on the web at tallgrassrecovery.org or at 605-368-5559.
And Face It Sioux Falls has a new website, same URL, www.faceitsiouxfalls.org, and their phone number is 605-274-2262.
Jason is public defender. You are brought in on many cases, but obviously those that are addicted can be part of those. How do they wind up utilizing your services, and who can utilize the services?
A lot of people can utilize their services because, quite frankly, a vast majority of our individual clients, the offenses that they've committed or have allegedly committed have been while they're in conjunction with using substances. And as a result, as indicated, the first thing we try to do is get them in touch with a chemical dependency agency to perhaps get an evaluation just so they can see for themselves where they are at and what kind of maybe help they may need. And then once that happens, then we try and, encourage them to seek that support. It's been really great. I think a lot of the judges are very much on board. I don't think their goal is to see people wasting away in jail. What they want is they just want to see that people don't reoffend. And they recognize that a lot of that is making sure that people do seek the help for their addictions that they need and that they keep following through. And a lot of times we'll see that in a sentencing situation where a judge will maybe suspend what would normally be a jail sentence if they see that the person is following through with any types of addiction recovery. Judge wants to encourage them to continue doing that, and a lot of times the judges will give them an opportunity to do that in lieu of going to jail. And as long as they continue to follow and work their program, you know, the people themselves will see a big turnaround in their own lives, but also they won't reoffend, they won't come back into contact with the criminal justice system. I think that's everyone's goal.
More on the march, the art, and from our public defender after Fox Business News.
You are entering the business zone of Kello News Talk 1320 107.9. It's Unique Real Estate on Sioux Falls Radio, and it's the only show of its kind in the area. This is It's Your Business. And now here is your conductor, the maestro, and your host for the show, Bill Zortman.
Good morning. It's Your Business. I'm Bill Zortman. It's show number 767. 767 in our original It's Your Business series. Today, addiction and recovery on Kello News Talk 1320-107.9 and on the World Wide Web. In the studio today, we've got Joan Swenson, Recovery Admissions and Marketing Alliance with Tallgrass. And my script says it's Julie Schoolmeister, but it's not. Who are you? Who is this strange person?
Hi, Bill. It's Elizabeth Venrick with Face It Together National.
And it's nice to have you back.
Thanks.
And we're going to talk about the yoga that you finished last night.
Yep.
And you brought along the public defender. Been doing this 2 years. Who you got with us today?
Well, I brought Jason with me today. He was running a little late leaving the courthouse. So he's going to talk a little bit about, he's a supporter of both of our causes. So he's going to talk a little bit about that.
And the both of your causes really deals with addiction and recovery. It's something that we have talked about a year and a half or so in this show. And on the second and the fourth Tuesday, we provide support for addiction and recovery. 1 in 10 is in need of recovery from addiction, and our show does provide inspiration and attention to those that need the help but may not know what to expect, and that's where our ladies come in. One of the notes that I pulled up basically says when you come out of the storm, you won't be the same person that walked in. That could fit with anything we've talked about in the last year and a half.
Addiction. Absolutely.
Recovery.
Very true statement. You just don't have any idea when you walk, when you're getting ready to, you know, when it basically starts as I just need to stop drinking or using or whatever. And then you have no idea once you get out of active addiction, how great your life can become.
Elizabeth, it's nice to have you guys back. And we are counting down 10 days, 9 days to the art show, which is the 5th.
Yep.
And 10 days, and you gulped a little bit there, which is that great morning that you just part the clouds, walk into the sun, come back out of the storm.
Yes, exactly. The March into the Light is Saturday, September 6th, 4th annual. And it begins at sunrise, symbolizing out of the darkness into the light, just like the recovery from the disease of addiction. And we're at the Pavilion again this year, expecting 600 people, and yoga after the 1.5 hour
You're not doing
walk.
The yoga. I got in trouble when they tried to teach me yoga.
You got to keep your hands to yourself.
That's what the note said, and I couldn't even stand up.
Oh, come on. If you're breathing, you're doing yoga.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's just a simple breathing exercise.
Jason, you got to help me with this. You know, the ladies come in, they pick on me in the show. I'm glad to have my defender on the show today.
I'm here to support you in any way I can.
Addiction recovery. Why is that so important to you?
It is very important to me and to our office as a whole because a majority of the individuals that we work with are not bad people. They've simply made some bad choices in life. And all too often, a lot of times, those choices are directly related to addictions that they do have. And unfortunately, a lot of them don't realize that they have such a big problem with addictions until they come into contact with the legal system. But once they do come into the contact with the legal system, if they're of limited financial means, they are eligible to have a public defender appointed for them. And then that's where we come in. we try and help them get in touch with the resources that they need, such as Tallgrass or Face It Together Sioux Falls or any number of agencies here in town that help assist people with addiction issues. It helps them address their problems, perhaps get to the root of what caused their addiction problems to begin with, and then ultimately helps provide a support system to keep them from relapsing into that addiction and basically help them to keep from getting into any further legal trouble.
Our hope with the show is, Jason, that they don't need a public defender, that they will get help in advance. And one of the things that has happened, and Elizabeth will let you talk to this, is that we have 30-plus businesses, or close to 30 businesses.
Yep, I think it's over 30 now.
That are now very much aware of just how serious this is in our society, particularly Sioux Falls, and we become very unique with what this community is doing.
Exactly, yeah. Well, addiction is, you know, it doesn't discriminate, so it can happen to anyone and everyone. And well, part of the Face It Together Sioux Falls mission is their employer initiative, which is sets them apart from other recovery community organizations around the nation. So there's, I think it's over 30.
I thought it was two.
I think it's like 32. Like 32.
Yeah.
Maybe even 33. Major employers in Sioux Falls that have adapted addiction wellness programs into their workplace and added that on as a benefit or a perk of working at that employer. And so it's providing support in the workplace, because 75% of people who are affected by this disease are employed, and then one in four others are affected at home. So
it was maybe 15-16 months ago that I really got sucked in by you guys. And that's when we were on stage.
Oh.
At the Pavilion.
Yeah, that was
the movie that was there. And the number of people that were there and a couple of the comments in the stage, I believe in causes, okay? I don't believe in buckets of ice over my head, though I probably will have to do that. But
you could just donate to
Just don't.
March instead.
We're tired of watching it down our news feeds. So
no ice buckets during the march.
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
That makes sense. But there was a lady in the crowd that stood up and said from the balcony, she said, "This is a big night for us. We have never had these many agencies together talking about addiction and recovery." From that, it just kind of went ding, ding, ding with my head. And it was like, this is something Sioux Falls needs. This is something our Sioux Falls empire needs. And since that time, I feel like Tallgrass, Face It Together, the businesses, Public Defender, have come together to try to help those people that are listening today.
Absolutely. You know, we always, Face It and Tallgrass kind of always work together. We refer people back and forth. And not just with Face It, but there's Bartles Counseling, there's Choices, the Public Defenders. I mean, at Tallgrass, we work with all of them because we want people to have, you know, we do a 30-day stint to try to get people back on track. But then when you leave treatment, wherever you go, you have to continue on doing these things. And you need support as you go. You may need, after 30 days, you may need to do an intensive outpatient. We refer people out to that. So we work with a lot of different agencies just to help people. Face It, you know, they can talk about what they do, but we refer people to them all the time. And I know I've had to work with the Public Defenders, because sometimes getting into recovery, that is how it happens, is that it is through the legal system. And like Jason said, it doesn't make you a bad person. You've made bad choices, probably under the influence of some sort of drug or alcohol, you know. Everybody deserves a chance to get into this recovery thing, because it's amazing. I mean, my life has changed. I can speak for Jules when she says, you know, her life, our whole lives have changed. And so it's amazing that our community comes together to help people.
The other thing that is amazing, you think it's somebody else. 9 out of 10, you mm-hmm. don't know the people. And the number of people that I have known, that I have met, and now that I feel like family to you guys,
you are
one,
family.
One way or another, has made a big difference in how I look at it. And Jason, when we start talking about this, we kind of joke about the public defender side of it, but we've all become public defenders of what we need to do in this community.
I would agree. I mean, you know, part of it is just helping people to recognize that they do have addiction problems, and then as indicated, just helping them to get in touch with the right resources, the right people, so that they can build a support group around them to help them address their problems when they arise, so they don't turn to drugs and alcohol again, and they don't reoffend and get back into trouble with the legal system.
Elizabeth Benrick, Joan Swenson, not to be confused with Joan Swanson. Face Together, Tallgrass, our public defender, Jason
Koistinen.
Yeah. Could you spell something a little easier?
You just call him Jason K, yeah.
You got too many syllables in that.
Understood.
And I can see why Joan just started and said, Jason.
Yep, it's just Jason.
It's okay. Just Jason. It's simple as that.
We're going to talk more with the public defender. We'll talk with Face It Together, Tallgrass, about the two big activities coming up, September 5th and 6th. You need to be involved. I promise I'll be there that morning, marching into the light. Last year, my wife said, why are you going? It's storming. There are severe weather warnings out there.
Oh,
it won't work.
It was just a little heat lightning. It turned out to
not
be a beautiful
Hartford, South
day.
Dakota.
It was a beautiful morning, though. You just have to stay with us at the pavilion with Julie and I from the art show over into the March
there
light.
There you go.
And we'll be okay.
We'll talk about facing that together and much more on our Addiction Recovery Show. It's our Addiction Recovery Show, the second and fourth Tuesday of the month. This happens to be the fourth Tuesday, the end of August, getting ready to really stir it up a little bit in early September. Joan, tell us what's going to happen the 5th and the 6th.
All right. Well, on the 5th, we have the second annual Recovery Art Show. Tallgrass is putting on, and we're going to be at the Mary Somerville Grand Stage at the Washington Pavilion this year. Say that three times fast. We have a lot of amazing artists who submitted this year who are willing to tell the story of addiction and recovery in a different way. Art is something that I'm awful partial to. I was an artist before I got sober. I continue to be an artist today. We had our first show last year, and this year we kind of band together again. We've had lots of support to put another show on. So we're going to do that. That's from 6 to 9 at the Washington Pavilion next Friday night. The girls from Face It will have a table there so that people can still sign up for the March into the Light, which will happen the next morning. I think we have to be there at 6. Is that correct?
You can come at 6, yes.
Okay.
I'll be there earlier.
Okay.
Yeah, you guys registration, same day registration for the march starts at 6 a.m. and then the kickoff to the march is 6:30 a.m.
I thought it was a little
on
later.
On Saturday, September 6th.
I thought about 6:47 by my clock.
Well, we had some great speakers kind of tell their story.
We do a little kickoff and we're going to do some.
There's food there.
Pre-yoga and food, yes. Food and coffee. Yeah. And so it's a fun-filled weekend to kick off Recovery Month. September is National Recovery Month.
25th annual this year.
So it's a whole month dedicated to addiction wellness and the recovery community here in Sioux Falls has a ton of events planned. The 5th and the 6th being two big ones at the Washington Pavilion.
All right. Still room for art?
If somebody is still interested in putting in art, they need to contact me at Tallgrass. They can email me at tallgrassrecovery@gmail.com. I had to think about that for a minute. They can let me know if they are, but absolutely. We've had a few that have still contacted me and said, hey, I'm going to have pieces ready. And yes, absolutely.
And if people want to put a team together,
yep.
And you were kind of joking about Kello having a team.
I wasn't joking.
I know. you were looking at me like.
You can just join Elizabeth's team. I mean,
you can.
Team set up
I think. I think my team might kind of be winning right now. But
really? Winning as in the most money raised?
No, I'm second in most money raised. But I think I have
the
most team members. Mary Steiner, she just gets me every year.
Tell us about Mary Steiner.
She's a survivor, and she's just—I don't know what she's doing.
I know Mary.
So
she's kicking.
She's won all the prizes. She's over $500.
Yeah. There's a little competition between Elizabeth's team and Julie's team.
Yeah.
Because we said that
Joan started a little war on Facebook.
Elizabeth has the better furniture at her office. She has the great space downtown, the Face It National, and then. So we thought we should have we'd have the better team lined up, but I think she is beating us. So those of you who know me and Julie Schoolmeister need to sign up for the March into the Light and be on Julie's team so we can take Elizabeth down.
So which team should I be on?
Oh, you should be on both. You can register on both, can't you?
I don't think you can register on both.
But I think you and Kurt can just make a backyard broadcast or some form of Kello team
and then get Rev. It marched into the light.
Yeah, get everyone going here.
Right, you could have your own team. It could be the
Bills. Bring your wife this year.
It's only $20 to register. You get a great T-shirt out of it.
You get an apple as you walk. Oh, come on. You could granola bars, yogurt, coffee, Tier Endurance Sport Drink. Have you ever had that?
No.
That's new. It's like the latest and greatest Gatorade.
Okay.
And
a Gatorade's okay. The 5-hour, I'm not so excited about.
No 5-hour energy.
Good.
No.
Good.
No, but this is good. And then yoga in the sculpture garden after the walk. So
how many marched last year?
A little over 400.
All right. So suppose we can do a little better this year?
I know we can.
The more we keep talking, the more we keep doing this, the more people realize we're out there.
Like Jerry's kids, it was, always add one. We need to do that this year. We have really worked hard. You have really worked hard. The defender doesn't want to work as hard, okay? He would love
to
get it to work. So, all right.
Maybe I'll get a public defender's team.
There you go.
Absolutely.
I'll get to work right on that as soon as I get back to the office today.
All right. Sounds good. There is an incentive that we'll have a public defender's team. I like that. Jason, thanks for jumping in on that.
Hey, I'm right here when you need me.
That's what I heard for the last 2 years. And people do need your help. And we want to deal with that in our next segment of the show. The art side. I always feel like when we talk about the walk, that's a big event.
Absolutely. But
the art side is a creative side, and Sioux Falls is a very artistic city as far as being able to do the art, be able to tell a story on canvas. That's what you want people to do.
I do. A few years ago, I was invited to participate in another show in Minnesota. And so last year, when I kind of got this idea, hey, I want to put on an art show for people in recovery and people who are affected by people who suffer from addiction, to be able to tell their story. I hadn't really gotten back into my art by then. It was something that was tough for me to bridge the gap from when I was actively drinking and when I was sober. I couldn't seem to do my art for whatever reason. And so that kind of forced me into, if I'm going to put on an art show for other people who suffer from the disease like I do, I need to do something as well. So it's kind of selfish on my end, which should surprise no one at this point. But so we had such a great show last year that we wanted to do it again. Our community is full of artists and people who don't think they're artists but really are. The art show itself isn't about whether you're a professional artist or not a professional artist. If you say you're an artist, you're an artist. And if you can tell the story of your recovery or your addiction through art, I want you to be able to do that. And so this year when we decided to do it, we opened it up from not only to what does recovery look like, but what does your addiction look like? And the event is free. So all of those people who are out there listening and want to be able to see or know a little bit more about the artists, come. Just come. It's from 6 to 9 at the Washington Pavilion next Friday night. So it's going to be great. We have some great pieces. I'm really, really, really jazzed up.
All right. We are halfway point in the show. Contact information for both Face It Together and for Tallgrass.
If you want to reach us at Tallgrass, you can find us on the web at tallgrassrecovery.org or at 605-368-5559.
And Face It Sioux Falls has a new website, same URL, www.faceitsiouxfalls.org, and their phone number is 605-274-2262.
Jason, as public defender, you are brought in on many cases, but obviously those that are addicted can be part of those. How do they wind up utilizing your services, and who can utilize the services?
A lot of people can utilize their services because, quite frankly, a vast majority of our individual clients, the offenses that they've committed or have allegedly committed have been while they're in conjunction with using substances. And as a result, as indicated, the first thing we try to do is get them in touch with a chemical dependency agency to perhaps get an evaluation just so they can see for themselves where they are at and what kind of maybe help they may need. And then once that happens, then we try and, encourage them to seek that support. It's been really great. I think a lot of the judges are very much on board. I don't think their goal is to see people wasting away in jail. What they want is they just want to see that people don't reoffend, and they recognize that a lot of that is making sure that people do seek the help for their addictions that they need and that they keep following through. And a lot of times we'll see that in a sentencing situation where a judge will maybe suspend what would normally be a jail sentence if they see that the person is following through with any types of addiction recovery. Judge wants to encourage them to continue doing that, and a lot of times the judges will give them an opportunity to do that in lieu of going to jail. And as long as they continue to follow and work their program, you know, the people themselves will see a big turnaround in their own lives, but also they won't reoffend, they won't come back into contact with the criminal justice system. I think that's everyone's goal.
More on the march, the art, and from our public defender after Fox Business News.